Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Zainab, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, a program where we delve into the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It's not just Muslim scholars, but even non-Muslim scholars have acknowledged his remarkable qualities. And today, we will take advantage of this wealth of knowledge and associate ourselves with Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. By understanding his love, grace, and teachings, we aim to shape our lives in a way that reflects his noble character. Join us on this journey as we explore the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and strive to emulate his virtues in our own lives, because this is like Muhammad. The only person about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and you possess a great moral character, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. His goodness was of such an elevated magnitude that it left the people astounded and captivated.
Stay with us on IRIB English Radio's Like Muhammad.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات
Today, we are diving into a fascinating tale from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that holds timeless lessons for us. You know, the Prophet's life is like a treasure trove of wisdom, and through these stories, we get a chance to learn more from his example. So grab a comfy spot, maybe a cup of tea, and let's embark on a journey to unravel a story that goes beyond lifting heavy stones. Yes, today in the first part of our program, we are exploring a lesson in real strength, the kind that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplified in his life. So stick around, because by the end of this, you might find yourself looking at strength in a whole new light. Let me share a cool story with you. It's about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a bunch of young folks in his tea. So picture this. The youths are in a wild weightlifting contest with this massive stone, thinking whoever lifts it is the Hercules of the group. Here comes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam strolling in, all calm, and he's like, what's going on here? And the youngsters, all pumped up, say, we are trying to prove who is the strongest of all, you know, lifting this giant rock and all. Now the Prophet's got that twinkle in his eye, and he suggests, want to know who is really the strongest among you? And they're all like, totally, who's better than the Messenger of Allah to decide, right? Now imagine the crowd holding their breath, waiting for the big reveal. Who is gonna get that badge of honor? But hold up, the Prophet drops some wisdom bombs. The strongest and most powerful person, he declared, is not measured by the stones he lifts. True strength lies in ensuring that one's affection for something does not compel them to engage in wrongdoing. When angered, maintain self-control. And who consistently speaks the truth? searing clear of falsehood and impurity. In that moment, the true essence of strength was redefined, a strength that transcends the physical, delving into the realms of character, restraint, and honesty. The prophet's words resonated, leaving the crowd with a newfound understanding of what it truly means to be powerful. The stone remained on the ground, forgotten, as hearts and minds embraced a more profound measure of strength, a strength beyond the stones. Just think about it for a second. It's not just about flexing muscles. It's about how we roll in our own lives. Like if you're happy about something, would you pressure yourself into doing something wrong to get that happiness? Not so cool, really. When you're mad at something, can you keep it together without going all Hulk? And most importantly, are you keeping it real, speaking the truth? So now, everyday gig, it's like asking ourselves, am I the strong one in this particular situation? Not because you can bench press a car, but because you're rocking that inner strength, the real deal that lasts. All right, let's keep it engaging. Hold tight, don't go anywhere, and get ready for more eye-opening insights. We'll be back with more right here on IRIV English Radio. Stay with us.
فلغى العلا بكماله كشفت طجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. This is like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We were discussing real strength as per the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So we said a person who ensures that his love for a particular thing does not compel him to engage into the wrongdoing is a strong person. A person who has self-control over tough situations, especially when the situations are adverse, is a strong person, and also a person who consistently speaks the truth. Well, talking of this, that when your affection, your love for a particular thing compels you to get engaged into some wrongdoing, it often happens when we fail to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great plans for each and every individual He has created. And He, as per His wisdom, has designed our lives, but we fail to understand sometimes. And we love things that may not be perfect for us, may not be good for us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise, He knows all. And if we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this situation, we can actually stop from this, like for the particular thing that we are loving, for a particular thing we want to achieve. And that may force us to engage in a wrongdoing. We can save ourselves from this by just relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every morning when he used to wake up, he used to make this dua: La takalni ila nafsi tarafata ayn. Do not leave me to myself even for the blink of eye. Well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the rahmatan lil alameen. He was the role model for the entire creation, and he himself says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even me as a role model, I don't want to be on myself. I don't want to be dependent on myself. I want to rely on you all the time. Well, dear listeners, there you have it. The incredible stories of real strength from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Thank you so much for joining us on Like Muhammad. Until next time, stay true and may the lessons of these stories illuminate your path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave.
Rasulullah,